Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, super excited for today's episode. This one is going to be one of those real kick-ass episodes. We're talking with Nathan from, this cool like alt-rock band from Prince George, BC called Crones. I always like to get the show started, though. I will just let you, Nathan, tell us a little bit about your journey with music and kind of your shtick.
Crones as a band has been going on for about 13 years now. We've maintained the same lineup throughout that whole time, so it's been a fun journey of sort of like learning and expanding our abilities together. We're releasing our third album, Human Error, will be coming out on all of your usual digital platforms. This one's, as usual, we do a wide, within the rock genre, we do a wide stylistic sort of like a bunch of different types of rock music. And this one's got sort of like even wider influences. Like we go into a bit of more psych. We go into a bit more sort of like soul influenced stuff. And the best songs we've ever written, the best production we've ever had. So we're really stoked to get this out in the world.
Right on. And what do you play in the band?
I sing and play guitar.
Right on. And so going back to this album a little bit, we'll listen to and talk about some of the songs that are already released here. But where did you go about producing this album?
The album was recorded here in our home base of Prince George at Pulp City Music with Connor Pritchard, engineering and recording. And then we sent all the tracks to Corey Hansen in Los Angeles. Corey Hansen is in Wand. He's played with Ty Segall, people like that. So it was cool to get his ear on it, and he mixed and mastered it.
Right on. One of the songs that I want to chat about here is Vegas Years. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
Sure. That song went through a ton of sort of different versions before we landed on one that felt cool. The chorus-y part used to be a lot wordier than it is now, where we just repeat Vegas Years. There was a whole different chorus. And yeah, when we were recording it, we discovered a few like fun things in the studio as well that sort of like added to it. The main probably, and I don't know if it's obvious, but the main influence for guitar for writing that song was, there's a song called That Lady by the Isley Brothers. Who's that lady? And the guitar is very inspired by that. It may not be obvious, but it's the same chords, I believe.
That's awesome. I will be honest, I did not pick that up at the first time, but now I feel like I can't unhear it.
Yeah, that, it's one of the first times that sort of like brought in influences that are a little outside of the rock realm into our world. So that was a cool thing to get to try.
Right on. Well, we're going to spin that song right away here. And then when we come back, we'll keep talking about some of your other songs.
Thank you.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with Nathan from the band Crones, this really cool, like, alt rock band from Prince George, BC. But I want to talk about some of your older songs a little bit, particularly your 2019 album, Aghast. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that album?
That was the first one that we had a chance to record in a more professional setting. We'd released, I think, two or three EPs before that album came out, and they were all home recorded. I kind of found that I got to the end of my ability to like make things sound better and more professional. And that's sort of the goal in general, is for every project to be like another step up in like sound or writing or production, how it's presented. Hopefully you can level up all those things, but that's not always the case. Anyways, this time we went into a recording studio for the first time, laid down all the bed tracks live in a day and a half, I think, which was done at Cheslada Studios with Rick Irvine here in Prince George. And then we took those tracks to Pulp City Music with Connor Pritchard, and he mixed them. And then they were mastered by Chris Holmes in Vancouver. And yeah, and that's been our most successful project to date, just because it has a couple of like our all-time bangers on it. Whooping Cough is sort of like the hit, if we have one, that people seem to gravitate towards. Yeah, and again, there's a lot of different sort of like songs stylistically throughout sort of like what we consider rock music and what we bring to it.
Yeah, one thing that I thought was really cool about that album in particular was all the different styles that you have, I feel like, in each individual song. They were all very different. One of the ones that really stuck out to me, and I was like, I love this because I am a big fan of like surf rock, was Surf Detective. We'll play that one in a couple minutes here, but why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Oh yeah, Surf Detective. That's another one of our mainstays. That's always in the set. So a super fun song to play live. It also has at the very end like a cool sort of like beat switch up. It goes to halftime, and we do sort of like, because the beginning of the song is quite driving, then at the end we do sort of like a more ethereal sort of like instrumental section, which is really fun to do the switch from that sort of hard driving, more upbeat, to sort of like a more chill like instrumental part. It's also super repetitive, so it's easy for people to sing along, even though nobody knows what the words actually are. So that's okay though, because I don't even think the people in the band know what the words are. So don't worry about that.
Oh, that's awesome. Another one of the songs that I thought was an instant banger was Gatorade. Why don't you tell me about Gatorade?
Okay, Gatorade. Yeah, that one is like another super fun one to play live, like super high energy. Our keyboardist slash other guitarist, Cal, really enjoys playing that one because he gets to make all sorts of wonky synth sounds. It's a difficult one to play live, though. That's one of the more taxing ones, just to like get all of the words out, because we play it even faster live, of course. So it's difficult for me to like spit all those words out. So we don't play it every time, but when we do, people really enjoy it. There's like a cool, well, I think it's cool, anti-solo in it. It's like not trying to sound good, you know? It's like just trying to get out like some gross guitar noise. So there's a couple of instances of that in that song that are super fun to play. Yeah, and basically it's just about being sold the Kool-Aid, but Gatorade sounded more fun to sing than Kool-Aid for some reason. Just sort of rolls off the tongue a little better.
I love it. You mentioned live shows quite a bit now. Why don't you tell me, what do your live shows kind of look like?
I mean, they're always different. We're always trying to play different songs. We're constantly writing new stuff, so we're always bringing new stuff to shows. And we move on super quickly from material as well. Like our first album, which I think is only streaming on Bandcamp, Airchud. I don't think we play maybe one or two songs from that album at this point. And then like off of Aghast, we play maybe three or four. And then, yeah, basically as we produce more material, we kind of like leave older material behind. Not that we don't like it or anything. It's just more fun to play newer, fresher material. In our like live repertoire right now, I think we have probably maybe like 35 songs we could comfortably like pull out at any point. We used to do covers here and there, but we've kind of abandoned that over the past year or so. We used to really enjoy, or I used to really enjoy, I think I was dragging everybody else along with us, or with me. There's a CCR song that I really used to like cover covering called Sinister Purpose, which was sort of like a mainstay in the live show for a while. But yeah, we haven't done any covers in a little bit.
Right on. Well, we're going to have to keep an eye on you on your socials for live shows because they sound like they're going to be a ton of fun. We're going to spin a couple songs right away here from that album. We'll do the Surf Detective and Gatorade. And then when we come back, we'll talk about a couple of your singles.
We'll be right back.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Nathan from the band Crones out of Prince George, BC. Just this really cool, so much fun alt rock band. I think this episode is going amazingly so far. I love listening to the songs. I want to talk about some of your 2022 singles, though. One in particular, I just love the title of Big Head Baby. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, Big Head Baby is like a garage rock kind of like banger. Put it together. That whole EP, Laugh Freely, Laugh Often, is kind of like full of tracks that we worked on during the pandemic, and they'd all just sort of like hung together as sort of like a little more aggressive than what we'd previously put out, and all kind of fit together. Big Head Baby in particular seemed to be the one that popped off from that EP. Basically, it's just about like people who think they know everything, you know? We've all met them. Sometimes we are them, you know? But yeah, it's basically just about from the perspective of someone who thinks they know everything and know how to, what's right for you and how to tell you how to live, you know, that kind of stuff. Sort of like they tell you how to live without sort of like examining the things that are going sideways in their own life.
Fair enough. I get that. And yeah, we all know those people. We're going to spin that song right away here, Big Head Baby. And then when we come back, I know I asked you the world's hardest question, and that was to send me some of your favorite projects. I know I always get stumped when people are like, what's your favorite type of music? I'm like, literally all of it. You don't understand. But we will talk about some of those bands when we come back.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today, chatting with Nathan from the band Crones out of Prince George, BC. Now, I know I asked you the world's hardest question the other day just online, and that was for you to send me a couple songs and from some bands that you are a big fan of. And I must say, absolutely love them. I'm instantly a fan as well. One of the ones that, honestly, I just love the band name in general is Danny Bell and His Disappointments. We're going to listen to Doing Sound from them. But first, why don't you tell me a little bit about those guys?
Danny Bell is originally from Minnesota, but he has landed here in Prince George for the past, like, gosh, I get probably over 10 years at this point. Yeah, and he plays like rock and roll accordion. It's super unique. He's one of the best songwriters in our area by far. Yeah, and I just really love his attitude and his songs. And he really instrumental for shows and what have you in our area too, because he does a lot of like production stuff for shows through his Mad Loon Productions. And he's always booking cool acts and like connecting cool bands with Prince George, that kind of thing. He will have a new album out as well by the time this is out there on the internet. So look for that. Yeah, Danny Bell and his Disappointments. They're awesome.
They are surprisingly not disappointing, despite what the name says. Another one that you sent me was Suffer the Bruise by Brit AM. Why don't you tell me about them?
Yeah, Brit AM, again, another local artist, and that's my partner's band. I play guitar in that band, and Brit is in Crones as well. She's the female vocalist in Crones. So yeah, it's from her latest EP, Immolation. It's just like really well-produced like song. I think it's written really well. It's super fun to play. It's catchy. Yeah, it's just one of my favorites of hers.
Right on. And I've seen this happen a few shows. Sometimes when there's like, not necessarily a couple band, but you each have like your own separate projects, but you still play in each other's band. Do you guys often play on the same bill?
It used to happen a lot more. We try to spread it out now so that we're not sort of like overloading everybody with our presence. And then you get to play with more and different bands if you do that too. So it does happen occasionally, but far less frequently than it used to.
Another band that you sent me to, though, as well, and then we'll listen to in just a couple minutes here, was Scribbins. And we'll listen to Furious Glass from them. Why don't you tell me a bit about Scribbins?
Scribbins are, I don't know what they are. They're like funk punk, maybe? Like, I don't know how to describe their sound too well. Post-punk, I suppose. Yeah, they've got like a sound that is Scribbins. Like, you hear it, and it doesn't have a ton of stuff that I can trace back, you know? Like, there's a few things, like the Minutemen and that kind of thing, but they just have, like, their own thing going on, and I love it. I think Nigel is, like, a really great lyricist. He's the lead singer and the guitarist, and he has such a cool, like, scratchy, like, percussive guitar style that I really love as well. Yeah, I could gush about Scribbins all day. They're probably my favorite, like, band from our region.
Right on. Yeah, honestly, they did have a super unique sound, and I instantly was a fan, so I'm super stoked to listen to them. So we're gonna listen to Doing Sound from Danny Bell and the Disappointments, or and his Disappointments, Suffer the Bruise from Brit AM, and then Scribbins, Furious Glass, and then when we come back, we'll talk a bit more about your songs.
I put on shows at the Legion in town. We bring in bands from all around. Well, some bands are picky and some of them ain't. It's a pat on the back or they'll drive you insane. Like, can I get some kick drum in monitor 3? I like my band loud, but they need to hear me. What you call a party, I call work. And how hard you party, says what I. Stuck in the bed, doing sound. out in my bones. I love what I do, but one of these days I just wanna party with you. What you call a party, I call work. And how hard you party says what I'm worth. When your body drinks, passing around, I'm stuck in the bag. Surrounding the sound, but you can't turn it off like a switch on the board. Get twitchy, uncomfortably craving control. 'Cause the sound guy sucks, pay 15 bucks to go. Yeah, the sound guy sucks, pay 15 bucks to go. Sucks, hey, 15 bucks to go. Yeah, the sound guy sucks, hey, 15 bucks to go. Yeah, the sound guy sucks, paid my hard-earned 15 bucks.
If they got multiple decisions and problems, how can we redefine the structure of meaning? If 4 + 4 - 9 means lost, then we can talk about the television.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're talking with Nathan from the alt-rock band Crones out of Prince George, BC. We just listened to a handful of songs that he sent over. One of the ones that was his partner's side band, which is really cool. And she's also one of the vocalists in Crones as well. I want to talk a little bit more about your, I think this one was also a 2022 single, Secular Saints. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Secular Saints. It's sort of in the, it's from our EP, Laugh Freely, Laugh Often.
Oh, is that a vinyl that you just held up?
Is it a 7-inch?
Heck yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because this is audio only, I'll do a play-by-play for the viewers here. He just held up a beautiful 7-inch vinyl of that EP. I'm a big vinyl nerd. I don't know if you can see in the back. I have a whole shelf. I do collect indie records. You guys should probably go pick up this EP and the album from these guys.
It's a really fun EP, 4 songs, but Secular Saints in particular, very similar sort of theme to Big Head Baby. It's another one like do as I say, not as I do, you know? It's like people who act in a certain way, but in reality, they're somewhat different. And just sort of like the dichotomy of that.
Love that. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that EP as a whole?
Sure. All of the songs were sort of like worked on during COVID. We wrote a bunch of material during COVID, which was nice to be able to do, take a break and from playing so many shows and get in the writing mode. And those were sort of like the first 4 songs that sort of hung together and felt like they could be their own thing. We managed to wrangle a grant from Creative BC. So we were able to go into the studio again with our friend Connor Pritchard at Pulp City Music. And he recorded and produced and mixed. And then Chris Holmes mastered that album as well as a guest. When we go into the studio, we're super practiced up. So it's very quick. I think that EP was recorded in maybe 3 days. The bed tracks were all recorded live, probably laid them down in a day and a half. And then we had another day and a half, maybe 2 days to do vocals and some guitar overdubs and all that fun stuff. Vegas Years was actually originally recorded at those sessions, but didn't really fit the vibe of those other songs, so we held it back for this album that just came out.
Right on. All right, well, we're going to listen to Secular Saints off that EP, and then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the episode a little bit, but we will talk about one more song that's off your new album.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for listening to Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We were chatting with Nathan from the band Crones out of Prince George, BC. Honestly, just a kick-ass band in general. I love the songs. I really want to see one of these live shows. I think they would just be so much fun. And you just released an album not too long ago, Human Error. We've talked a little bit about that at the beginning, but I do want to play one more song before we go off that album, and it's Arsenic. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, Arsenic sort of is the kickoff to the album. It's the first track on the album. It was the last song written for the album, which was interesting. It was a little loose going into the studio, but we sort of tightened it up with Connor Pritchard, our producer on this album, and made it sort of like feel more together, which was nice. It's kind of in the sort of like desert rock, stoner rock, Queens of the Stone Age kind of vein. The idea of it was to have sort of like the experience of having sort of like the door kicked in and then like the music starts coming in. That's how the album starts. The song itself is about like, and to various degrees, we all do this, but making choices for ourselves that are not super beneficial to us in the long run. You know, it's super fun to play live. The backing vocals were super fun to work on. I think it's going to be a mainstay in the set for quite some time now. We've been opening with it for a while because it sort of has that little buildup before the song actually kicks in. Yeah, just overall a fun, like rocky, quick song to kick off the album.
I love that. And I do like, it does have that like Queens of the Stone Age kind of desert rock sound, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, that's one of my, I mean, out of the millions of genres of rock, that's one of the ones that I gravitate towards quite a bit.
Awesome. Well, before we go, is there anything else we should be keeping an eye out on you from?
I guess if the album is out at this point, we've got two more music videos that should be out now for songs off the album. There should be a video for Dirt, which we're recording on Sunday. Should be out by the time you're hearing this. And then we also have a video for Disemboweled Palomino coming out, which is going to be an epic, weird, like, nightmare, I think. We've got Uncle Dad Productions working on it, who are in LA. They've worked on a bunch of, like, stuff in for, like, MTV and that kind of thing. So it should be pretty crazy. I've seen a few very, very weird clips from it so far. And I'm really stoked on everybody getting to see it.
Right on. Well, thank you, Nathan, very much for coming on the show today. It was awesome to chat with you and hear some of the background on the songs. It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Super appreciate it.
And this is Arsenic off of Crone's newest album, Human Error. Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.